G'day everyone, welcome back to the QSI podcast series. You're listening to the third of what will be an ongoing series of podcasts with myself and Mick Bishop. How are you, Mick?
Great to be back on the show.
For those listening, you are a liaison officer for Queensland for the Australian Maritime Safety Authority. I've got a topic here to discuss if we can, and that's the simplified safety gear requirements for inshore fishing vessels. So what do we need to know, and can we get some information out to industry?
Thanks, Eric. In April this year, AMSA brought in the new rules for inshore fishing safety gear. Importantly, the initiative for this came from industry. We'd had a number of people up and down the coast. I won't name names, but I think the people know who they are, and I'd like to thank them for their input into this process and for helping us in the consultations. Essentially, AMSA, as you know, has brought together a national system, which means harmonising a lot of the rules across the state so that things are the same wherever you go. And in doing this, we also need to make sure it's not a one-size-fits-all, because there's a big difference between people who are trawling or fishing for barra in terms of what you're doing and what your safety risks are. This new system of simplified safety gear recognises that. Essentially, there's two situations that we've looked at and changed. One is for vessels under 12 metres working within 2 nautical miles from land, and the other one is for the same size vessels working within 200 metres of land, and this is essentially beach fishing for mullet and that sort of thing. So in each of those things, we've taken them out and dealt with them separately from the way we deal with fishing operations further offshore.
There are small scale and what you would call possibly micro sized businesses with very small vessels that maybe don't need the level of attention in terms of gear. Not to say that I don't need that stuff, obviously, but there are differences in the size and nature and scope of those vessels, and it's good that AMPS has been able to pick up on that. So as a consequence of all this, in terms of information, can we potentially make links to PDFs or the website available on this podcast description, Mick?
Yeah, definitely. That'd be really good. Thanks, Eric. So the PDFs can have simple safety lists for each of those two situations we've talked about. And yeah, anything we can do to help spread the word. A lot of it has been distributed, but we're always conscious that there's a lot of remote communities out there, fishermen that maybe, you know, haven't picked up things from other sources. So the more the better.
Mick, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Eric. And once again, I'd like to thank those fishermen out there in the communities who've helped us in organising the meetings and generating the feedback. That's been so important. And one of the important things I think to note is that we sent out what we thought was a good list to do this job. And in general, we got good feedback from industry that it was big step forward and big support, but they wanted to tweak it and make other changes as well. And when we looked at those in AMSA, we had to agree that they too were important steps forward. And so we adopted pretty much all the changes that industry put in, because what we're looking at here is not reducing safety, but a common sense approach, which actually enables safety and good fishing operations.
Thanks again. For those listening, I've been speaking to Mick Bishop from AMSA, and you've been listening to the QSI podcast series. Thanks again for following us. We'll catch you all on the next podcast.